consider all of the famous brands that have first chased legendary cycling athlete Lance Armstrong and that have now scurried away from him in the midst of the allegation over his aggressive doping use. Trek, the bike maker, Radio Shack, Oakley, Anheuser-Busch, the giant Nikes, Swoosh, even the U.S. Postal Service all emblazoned their identities on Lance Armstrong's brand-festooned outfits as he pedaled to his record 7 Tour de France titles.
Listen, I've said it for 7 years. I've said it for longer than 7 years. I have never doped.
There you hear it. I have never doped, Lance Armstrong saying on CNN's Larry King Live back in August of 2005. But with no titles anymore, no more sponsors, and a charitable foundation on the ropes, Armstrong turns to the Supreme Court of Public Opinion and Public Contrition, Oprah Winfrey, to confess doping.
I would say he did not come clean in the manner that I expected. It was surprising to me. I would say that for myself, my team, all of us in the room, we were mesmerized and riveted by some of his answers.
The interview with Lance Armstrong airs later this week. In it, he admits that he used performance-enhancing drugs. The admission clears the way for him to possibly testify against cycling union officials, former team officials. Armstrong reportedly wants to compete in triathlons and running events again, but has been barred from doing so for life because of the World Anti-Doping Code. We've been asking for your thoughts. I've decided people spend too much energy watching professional sports when there is so much else we should spend our time on, says a listener from Oklahoma. Maria in Florida, people lie and cheat. Maybe if professional sports did not involve multi-million dollar contracts, there would be less lying and cheating. The stakes are just too high. Doping is readily available. And we got a call.
This is Maxwell, and I'm calling from Beverly Hills, Florida. And if you aren't cheating, you aren't trying hard enough.
Joining us now is Cindy Gallup, advertising consultant, and Paul Wellerton, cyclist and former teammate of Lance Armstrong. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
What can Lance Armstrong do for himself later this week, do you think? Anything?
Yeah, I think that there's always something to do, and it's never too late to do something good. And I think that Lance dug himself quite a hole, didn't he?
Well, you're one of his teammates. I mean, he has saved some of his choicest phrases of excoriation and rejection and dismissal for the colleagues that he actually rode with.
Yeah, he crushed a lot of people who were trying to tell the truth, but now he's found himself at the bottom of this hole, maybe the mother of all holes, and Oprah's going to help him rotate himself and turn around 180 degrees.
I would say he did not come clean in the manner I expected. That is a limited, mixed-sounding verdict from Oprah Winfrey, who spoke on CBS this morning about this interview that's going to air later this week. Cindy Gallup, faint praise from Oprah Winfrey would have to be something of a negative verdict.
When you have lied to everybody, there is only one thing to do when the truth comes out, as it always does, and that is to come completely clean and to apologize unreservedly. And you know, you have to move from lying to complete, total and utter honesty. And it doesn't sound like that's what happened.
Paul Wellerton, which is worse for Lance Armstrong, the fact that he doped, the fact that he lied, or the fact that he treated people so awfully in the course of his lies?
I think it's going to come over him in layers, probably over the next or maybe the rest of his life. He's in kind of a purgatory now. But it really depends on what his actions are. Oprah's calling it the biggest interview of her career. It's going to become a two-night segment. And Lance can't – the work is not over. Actually, this is kind of the beginning in a sense, and it's interesting because so much of the world has Lance Armstrong fatigue. However
– is it cycling fatigue also?
Yeah, it's just all-around fatigue. I don't think we've ever observed something like this before where people are just going, I've had enough. But now is when the real work begins. So the question is who is Lance going to deliver to us? I mean, that means he didn't do this just on his own. There are a lot of people who were positioned around him. There are names popping up right now that are really big names. And we're finally going to start to uncover the layers of this deception.
Paul Wellerton, before we go, why are there no people popping up saying, you know, Lance Armstrong is actually the nicest guy in the world. He's actually the sweetest person I ever met. Deep down, there's a soft, fuzzy interior to Lance Armstrong. Nobody's saying that stuff.
No, no. I don't know what propelled him. I mean, I don't think an army of demons could have dug the hole that he dug.
Whoa.
There's more to come here.
Paul Willerton, cyclist and former teammate of Lance Armstrong's. Final thoughts, Cindy Gallup?
I think when you've been treated as a god for a very long time, you don't understand what it's like to walk on Earth again, and that's Lance Armstrong's problem.
Wow. So we've gotten lots of responses for you. One listener said it doesn't really matter what he does on Oprah Winfrey. I don't see him any less of an athlete for what he did. He still helps and inspires a lot of people. I'm not disappointed by his actions. And here's Susan in Parkland, Florida.
The cheaters and dopers will be exposed for what they are, and the rest of the players will continue to entertain and engage us. But the hero worship phase of professional sports figures must be curtailed.
We'd love to know what you think about all this. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Our thanks to Paul Willerton, cyclist and former teammate of Lance Armstrong's, and of course to our good friend, Cindy Gallup. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.